What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. For the next 2 weeks, we'll look back at the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival, an annual concert series that flourished on the Avenue from 1983 to 1997. The festival was established at a time when the Avenue was in decline. The expansion of IUPUI during the 1970s saw whole neighborhoods wiped out. Churches, shops, and nightclubs fell victim to the university's wrecking ball. By the early 1980s, this once vibrant mecca of entertainment and culture was beginning to fall silent. The organizers of the Indiana Avenue Jazz Fest dreamed of celebrating the Avenue's rich legacy by bringing world-class music back to the neighborhood, and they succeeded. The festival started small, featuring a lineup drawn from local talent. But in a few short years, the festival attracted legendary jazz stars, including Ahmad Jamal, Betty Carter, Ramsey Lewis, Terrence Blanchard, Pharoah Sanders, and more. Join us for the next 2 weeks as we take a year-by-year look back at the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival. We'll listen to music from artists who performed at the festival, with a focus on local Naptown musicians. The first Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival happened on October the 15th of 1983. During its first 4 years, the event was called the Jazz on the Avenue Festival. The featured performers included Pookie Johnson, the Jimmy McDaniels Big Band, and Al Fennell and the Mastertones. We'll listen to music from two of those artists now. From 1957, we'll hear Pookie Johnson and the West Montgomery Quintet performing Billy's Bounce. And from 1971, we'll hear Jimmy McDaniels with You Sure Know How to Hurt a Guy. The second edition of the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival was held on October 13th of 1984. That year's festival coincided with the first ever Circle City Classic football game. The 1984 lineup featured the Jimmy Cole Big Band, the IPS All-Stars, and David Baker's 21st Century Bebop Band. We'll listen to music from Cole and Baker now. From 1953, we'll hear Jimmy Cole and his gay cats of rhythm with What Will I Tell My Heart? And from 1960, we'll listen to David Baker and the George Russell Sextet performing 121 Bank Street. The 1985 Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival expanded to include blues music with a performance from the famous mandolin bluesman Yank Rochelle. Other entertainers featured on the 1985 lineup included Everett Green, the Jazz Fables Quartet, and my own mother-in-law, Flo Garvin, a legendary Naptown vocalist and pianist. We'll listen to music from Flo and Yank now. From 1952, we'll hear Flo Garvin and the Jimico Orchestra with I'm on the Outside Looking In. And from 1941, we'll listen to Yank Rochelle performing It Seems Like a Dream.
I'm just Miss, and you're his missus. Me he looks at, but it's you he kisses. You're in his arms, his life is yours, and I'm on the outside looking in.
All night long, she never got back till the break of dawn. But it seemed like a dream. Well, it seemed like a dream. Well, it seemed like a dream. It seemed like a dream to me.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
This is the first episode in our two-part series looking back at the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival, an annual concert series that flourished on the Avenue from 1983 to 1997. The Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival featured legendary local musicians playing alongside the greatest stars in jazz. It took a team of talented organizers to stage the festival, including Chairman Larry Liggett, Master of Ceremonies Clem Tiggs, Talent Coordinator Brenda Walls, and many others. The 1986 festival featured Royce Campbell and Affinity, Clifford Ratliff, the Jimmy McDaniels Big Band, Everett Green, and Prince Julius with the drums of West Africa. We'll listen to music from Clifford Ratliff and Everett Green now. From 1986, we'll hear Clifford Ratliff and the Small Talk Quintet performing Air. And from 2002, we'll listen to Everett Green with A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
that certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
In 1987, the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival changed its name from the Jazz on the Avenue Festival to the Indiana Avenue Outdoor Jazz Festival. The 1987 festival included food from Barbecue Heaven and music from the Jimmy Cole Big Band, Flo Garvin, Steve Korn, the IPS Jazz Ensemble, and the Nigerian-American percussionist Prince Julius Adeniyi. We'll hear music featuring Steve Korn and Prince Julius next. From 1979, we'll listen to Prince Julius and Billy Wooten with Chicago. After that, we'll hear Steve Korn on organ with the John Van Olen and Steve Ali Big Band performing Dance of Siam, recorded live in 1982. '88 was a big year for the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival. The featured headliner that year was the legendary Neptown pianist and vibes player, Buddy Montgomery. Buddy was Wes Montgomery's younger brother. The 1988 lineup also included Mary Moss, John Fish, Clem Tiggs, and David Baker. Up next, we'll hear music from Mary Moss, Clem Tiggs, and Buddy Montgomery. From 1997, we'll hear Buddy Montgomery with 1,000 Rainbows. From 2007, we'll listen to Carl Hines and Mary Moss performing Fly Me to the Moon. And finally, we'll hear Clem Tiggs and Jimmy Cole with Cold Jam for Breakfast, released in 1966.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for this week. Tune in next week as we continue our look back at the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thank you for listening.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.